Well, there we are. Isn't that beautiful? That's I'll Be There. It's sung by the rock choir Rock Stars, which is a special project which is underway at the moment. I'm joined on the line by local leader Carrie Rawlings. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Neil?
I'm very good. Very impressed by that. That is that the sort of average standard of the sort of thing you do? Because if so, it's amazing.
Of course, I'm always musical, even in my speaking voice.
Now, rock choir is the world's largest contemporary choir, isn't it? But for people who've not heard of you, just tell us a bit more about it, how long you've been going, things like that.
So we've been going as an organisation for about 15 years, and we've been going in Cambridge, St Neots and Huntingdon for about, 10 years now. The organisation started in Surrey with one lady. She began a choir, and then just over the last 15 years, it's grown. There's now 80 rock choir leaders around the UK, keeping people singing most nights of the week, I would say.
Well, that's got to be a good thing, hasn't it? I mean, we're all struggling. This pandemic seems to be going on forever. So I guess really, it's been a gift to you in some ways, hasn't it?
Definitely. I mean, it was a shock to everyone last year. You know, within a week, we were turned from seeing people nightly into seeing them via the internet instead. But in the last year, we've learned so much and become technical wizards. And we have people across the country, singing from their kitchens, bathrooms, corridors, wherever, via Zoom. So it's amazing.
Wherever the acoustics are best, I guess.
Exactly.
Tell us about this Rockstars project and this project in particular for half term week that you've got on the go.
Well, yeah, we figured that there might be some parents in need of some support next week. that's not the only reason it was created. No, we started this project in October half term, and it was so successful. We started it up in the north of England with the fantastic Catherine Davies, who's one of the rock choir leaders, and now it's coming countrywide. So the lovely Jess Allen is running our Eastern Region sessions for kids aged from 6 to 16. So there's mixed sessions, some for the little ones and then some for the older ones later in the day. They're running for 3 days and they'll get to become their own rock choir rock stars by performing a song called True Colours, recording it, sending it in, and then we will mix them into a professional mix and film them as well and make our own music video, basically.
Oh, wow. I mean, that is quite a nice project as well, isn't it, for school kids? That is quite a nice thing to keep them occupied. It's not just a five-minute thing you're talking about here, is it?
No, they'll come Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and they'll rehearse with their rock choir leader, learn the song, then they get resources to go away and practice with, like videos, and, you know, they'll be able to listen to the music at home, drive their families crazy in a good way. And then on the Friday, they come together and film their work, and then behind the scenes, we madly edit, mix, make it all sound and look beautiful, and then give it back to them, a bit like the one you've been listening to, I'll Be There. That's what we did in October.
That is amazing. Is there a sort of minimum standard, or is there anything that they need to be able to do to take part in this?
I don't think so. I think hopefully all children have some access to music, and if they don't, this is a great way to begin that journey. Because rock choir is all about feel-good songs, and the way that we teach is really key to the formula of making it fun, accessible. You know, no previous experience is necessary, and I really mean that. I do it all the time, and you know, you're welcome, whoever you are, to come along and give it a go.
That sounds amazing. And how do people get involved on this one? If they want to get their children involved, how do they enroll?
So they just go to rockchoir.com, the website, and if you scroll down, there's a button that just says Rock Choir Rockstars, and it will take you through. You then put in whatever postcode, whichever location you're in, and you'll find the one that's closest to you and your family.
Amazing, amazing. And this is all part of a wider thing you do. You've been doing Keep Britain Singing, or hashtag Keep Britain Singing, for some time now, haven't you? And that's for the likes of me, who I, you know, much as I'd like, I'm a little bit too old for this, for rock
no,
stars.
No, you're not. Oh, wait, for the rock stars.
Yeah, okay, I am for the rock stars,
still got
let's be clear.
You've still got an inner rock guard, I'm sure, Neil. In there. So, yeah, every day at midday, you can come to our YouTube channel or Rock Choir's Facebook page, which is at The Rock Choir, and you can access like a 15-minute fast and furious sing song with one of the rock choir leaders. It's totally free. You can do it again, put your headphones in, ignore the world, and use it as your break from reality. Just have a good time with us.
Have you discovered any, you know, hidden stars, hidden talents over the years in amongst all this lot?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm trying to think if anyone's sort of made the big... We did have one of our big shows at the NEC. We had the band, do you remember them, Calabro, come along?
Mm.
And one of them, his mum sings in rock choir, and they came and performed with us at the NEC in Birmingham when we were 10 years old. So we've got definitely like connections within the family. You keep hearing, oh, such and such. And I think Zoe Ball's been along to some rehearsals because she's near Brighton Way. So yeah, over the years, I've heard lots of celebrity stories of people that have either been discovered or have discovered rock choir and then realised that they've really loved it.
Well, as I say, listening to the audio that you sent through there, that track of I'll Be There, the Jessica Lynn hit, it's a high standard. So obviously the leaders and the choir, the instructors obviously know what they're talking about. It's a high standard that you've got. And if you're working with just raw materials, you're obviously getting something right.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, the quality of what we're getting is brilliant as well. You know, we're not doing some major editing job here. We're getting really high standards of people who are practicing at home, who are giving it their all. And the leaders just are coaching. We're coaching people to, I mean, with shows like The Voice and X Factor and Britain's Got Talent, people are used to watching what a performance, you know, it is. And that's really helps because then people channel all of that and come along and deliver it down their phone or their device, whatever they record into. It's brilliant.
Well, at least you know that there's nobody watching you. Or you can go and hide yourself away, can't you? Get on the basis of getting the acoustics right. I'm going to go and sit in the cupboard, and away you go. So it's I think it's great. And as you say, for half term week, it's a great thing to be getting kids to do. Carrie, it's been great to talk to you. Good luck with it, and keep us posted. I take it you'll be doing Christmas concerts. You know, looking right ahead to the end of 2021, things like that.
So much. Yeah, we absolutely love performing in Cambridge every year in the Grand Arcade on the Market Square, wherever. We'll come back. We'll open an envelope. So just ring us. As soon as I can see people, I will be there. Okay.
Oh, fantastic. We look forward to it. Carrie, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Thanks, Neil. See you later. Bye.